Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are...
Happy Thursday to all the nosy neighbors and plus ones. It's another week of mess for us to get to, or at least try and get through in the next 30 minutes. So make sure you silence your phones and make sure that you clean the collard greens. You understand me? Because that means good luck. And the weather in New York is getting nice. So I'm just waiting for Mr. Softy to pop out.
Pause.
And then Yo, for what? No, I'm not pausing that, bro.
That was crazy.
All right, cool. I'm not pausing that
Mr.
one.
Mr. Softy to pop out? That's wild.
It would be crazy if I said Mr. Hardy to pop out, right? Yeah, exactly.
Let's pause either way.
You know what? You know what you could do, Ryan?
Chill out.
What you could do is easily show the people where to sign up for Patreon. You can tell them, go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. And tell them to become a Patreon member and pick up their keys today.
Facts.
As well as make sure you subscribe to us on all platforms. Make sure you subscribe to us on all platforms. If you are listening to us on Apple, though, be sure to follow, subscribe, like, and give us a 5-star review. Leave a comment as well if you're there, if you feel so inclined. But remember, if you're giving us... If you're giving us a rating, make sure it's 5 stars. Why? Because we are children. We need validation. So please like, comment, rate, and subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts, but especially on Apple Podcasts. Also, make sure to fill out that survey we have in the listener in the show description. Make sure to fill out that link. It'll help you out. You'll hear an ad about that later on in the show. YouTube, Guys Next Door Podcast. And make sure you're following us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Pod. Now, as you know, it is Thursday. It's time to get up in people's business.
As always. I mean, we do that every day. But today's business. The day. Today's the day we record it.
Yeah, because, you know, men love to gossip, too. I don't want y'all to think women. I don't want women, gays. I don't want y'all to think y'all have the market on gossip. Because you don't. Okay?
Not
before we start this episode, I would like to say RIP to the Bed-Stuy legend, Biggie Smalls.
Biggie, first of all, he's not Bed-Stuy, he's from Clinton Hills. I get you, though, and I hear you. Do your thing. All good. But
rest
shout out to Biggie.
Rest in peace, Biggie. Also, rest in peace to Lyric Chanel. If anybody's been paying attention to social media for the past couple of months, you know that's the young girl that was dealing... That was fighting brain cancer, unfortunately. Well, I don't know, unfortunately. You know, that she seemed to be in a lot of pain, so, you know, she's no longer in that pain. She's not with us anymore. But rest in peace, Lyric Chanel. Also, rest in peace to Atwood Miles Moore. That is my uncle. That is my uncle. That's my big uncle. That's my dog. That's probably the most supportive person I've had by my side on this entire journey. Uncle Nick, I love you, and I miss you. Yeah, I want to do that. Now let's get into the mess.
Nah. And RIP to my grandfather, of course. He passed.
Rest in peace.
2 weeks ago. That's my big dog, Steve. I'm out here wilding in Atlanta and going to Miami and doing all types of stuff for Big Steve.
Doing it in his memory.
His memory. That's my dog. That's how I grieve.
I'm not mad at it.
I get away, and I don't think I might spend a little bit more money than I should, but in my mind,
you were spending a lot of money this weekend.
I'll get it all back because I am blessed and highly favored. And
when you get it back, do you get it back in blood?
Next question. So yeah, let's get into today's gossip. I'll start it off with something that we've learned about and enjoyed. We've grew as a family watching these versus battles over quarantine. It started as something just to take up our time, and then it brought us to times where they took up our time, and some didn't show up, and some were late, and some had COVID, but for the most part, everybody had a great time. So
I think every versus battle started late. I think every single one. I don't think there was one that started on time.
I think the one that started on time was the white people that were on it first. But you know the crazy thing is? And it was fire. I'm not going to lie. It was like Benny Blanco versus another writer. But it was all like...
That was actual versus?
Versus. Yeah, section. But it was one of the earlier ones when they first did it that people didn't really know. I wish they would bring that versus back so people could see. Like, it's crazy. I'll show you after this. But it is... That was, to me, and it sounds wild because I'm not on the side of white people, that was a great battle just because it was just some things going on there. But yeah, but I'm on to what we were talking about.
That is Ryan's comment.
That was. Mine. I mean.
I'm sticking with the blacks.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm not sticking with the blacks because I'm not going nowhere.
Do you remember we watched Boy, Teddy Riley, and Babyface and didn't even watch it. Remember that? The first one just didn't happen.
We just like, niggas' Wi-Fi's be fucked up. It took them a while to get it together, but they're getting it together. And with that being said, Triller has now bought into Versus.
Hate it. It was good while it lasted.
I'll say this. If they did not sell it to somebody, this is a moneymaker at the end of the day. They did this right and they planned it right, but they knew the bigger position would be selling it to somebody. So in their favor, it helped them. They made a platform that they created in a fast way and it blew up because of quarantine. And I tell people this all the time. Sometimes even if it's your baby, you can go make another one. Like everything can be sold at a point. As we'll get into more stuff we'll talk about later, but, you know.
I mean, I'd much rather... Why not Apple? Triller is... Like, people are going to... I think this is going to... I mean, obviously, this is... You know, this Apple's is going to be the... Go ahead.
I feel like Apple doesn't... I think it came down to this. One was giving out a bigger bag.
Of course.
And one, you had more creative control. Apple, whatever they do, you know they like to step in and tell you this and that and that and third. I feel like Triller was more like, look... We are an up-and-coming company, just like Versus is. Mm-hmm, we're doing amazing in the hip-hop genre, which is the biggest and most paid-out genre.
Are they?
Yeah. They're doing really good. Especially when it comes to the hip-hop side. So it
that's
kinda,
what I'm asking, like the hip-hop-wise. Like, what are they doing hip-hop-wise?
I mean, everything Triller is really hip-hop. It don't really go to other shit. It's based for that. So. I feel like that's good, and I also think it was just a position thing. I feel like Timbaland and Swiss was like, we want this position at Triller to run this. We'll sell you this, but there's back-end stuff they're not going to tell us, or we might not find out till later, but it benefited them. And what I did like the most about it is that, not that it just benefited them, anybody who was on the Versus from before, all got stake in Triller.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Because everything was free. You feel me? In the beginning, it was favors. Yo, people bored. And of course, there was money being made, maybe a little bit, but they weren't paying out of pocket. It was more of sponsorships, this, that, there. So some people were just like, fuck it. I don't know what this is going to be, but Timbaland, I look up to you. Swiss, I fuck with you. I'm going to do this. But now it's like, it was worth it. And that might have been a conversation in the beginning. Like, yo, we're going to do this. But when we do sell, you're going to have a piece of this. And it's like, all right, cool. So I like that.
Ah, man, I really wish... They wanted to, but just for the simple fact, Triller isn't like, it's not an easily accessed thing. Like you gotta, you know, with Versus, you could just go on Instagram, you could just go to Apple TV.
Yeah, right there. It all had to be steps. It was this, then you go to Apple, now it's on Apple TV, and now it's gonna become easier.
Behind the paywall?
Wouldn't you? Be honest. Be real.
No.
But if it was for you, and in order for you to make money, and I charge people $5, whatever it is, to listen to a battle, yeah, you would. If you're spending your time making a platform and all you're getting out of it is publicity and no cash, you would put it to a platform where it's your own eventually. I mean, it's like in-app purchases. Not saying you have to buy to listen, but there might be different ways in the battle that you can get money. I'm pretty sure you're going to be able to pay whatever they want to call it versus dollars, whatever currency it is, and you're going to be able to comment, or you're going to be able to ask a question. Or you're going to they're going to add other elements to make money off this. It's going to be done. So I'd rather it be my black people.
This is weird. This is weird.
What?
Okay, because listen to this. So in Rolling Stone, it says Trilla is currently facing a battle with UMG, which pulled its music from the app after UMG said Trilla has been withholding payments over the company's musical works, but the company did not discuss its label negotiations within the Versus announcement. See, this is what I'm saying. It gets weird.
I feel like it gets weird. It gets tricky. But then when you add Timbaland and Swiss Beats to a company, certain things switch around. Certain people at UMG are going to look at it differently. It's like, I can talk to this person. I know this person. How can we figure this out? If you put Timbaland and Swiss Beats at the top of any company in music, there'll be some stuff that might have not worked before they got there, and they'll figure it out. So these are both creative geniuses.
It being behind a paywall probably bothers me the most, if it is.
I mean, we don't know. I'm not saying it is.
I mean, and I don't think it is, because they said it'll still be on Instagram. I just like the way it looked on Apple, and it was for free, which now says to me, if you want that same type of setup and it to look like that, you now got to go to Triller, and Triller is probably behind a paywall. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I guess, you know, we're two regular niggas talking about this, so we don't know. Speaking of which, though, Timbaland, that is not all that he's been in the news with this week. This week on the Creep Report.
Creepy man Timbaland.
Timbaland. Don't you know I am the creep?
Yo,
So it says, so in E! News, the rapper told us, said, when I first met Aaliyah, it's time for the world to hear this. I'm going to give a little secret. Let's stop right there. Why did he announce this like it was new music? I'm going to give y'all a little secret. Nigga, we know niggas be creeps. I'm going to give y'all
Aaliyah,
a little secret.
Aaliyah was 16.
I was in love with her. I said, but I'm not. She's just a baby. I'm old. He said, I said to myself, I'm just going to be her brother. Oh, man, I was fighting. I was fighting a lot, a big war. But I loved Aaliyah. The resurfaced comments are not sitting well with fans, considering the rapper was 23 when he met Aaliyah, who at the time was only 16. Creepy man. Creepy man.
Yeah, that's you.
Okay. Now, this is creepy. Nonetheless, big creepy. No matter how you rock it, this is creepy. Now, during this time, when they met, that was not out of the ordinary.
Well, Kelly was married to her.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here goes the thing. R. Kelly was way older than 23. There's that.
I think in my mind, I'll say this. This is what I'll say.
No, but
when it comes to that age shit, 23, 16 is 16. I don't care.
16 is 16 no matter how you cut it.
I don't care where you 23, 25, 26, 30.
You can be 21.
It's yeah, it's 16. 20. So,
but what my thing is, a lot of our parents was 16 getting picked up by the 23-year-old from school.
You're right.
Creepy.
But
where?
Guess what? There wasn't.
Draw the line.
Guess what? There wasn't.
What?
This thing right here called social media. It that puts a lot years of
of cases and social media and action, like years of that build more to it. Like it ain't those times no more. Minimum wage is $4 too. Like what are we gonna say? Everything is a whole different world.
Right.
I don't condone it.
I'm not arguing it. I'm saying, what is the age difference between your parents?
10 years.
When did they meet at that 10-year mark?
I was born when my mom was 30, so it's kind of irrelevant for this. My mom was 30, my dad was 40, so got it.
So he was 30, she was 20. Okay, everybody's an adult.
No. My dad was 40. My mom was 30 when she had me. So they were adults.
What I'm saying. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you said 10 years and I thought they were together for 10 years.
No. Okay. It might have been a couple. It might have been 2-3 years before.
Regardless, she was over the age of 18.
My mom was past 25.
I'm trying. Max not here. Because that's the conversation I want to have, right? We all sit here and we all agree that that's creepy. Mm-hmm. But some of us are products. Now, my dad, my biological father, he's a creep. He is a creep. He's only 3 years older than my mother, but those 3 years are like super big because he was like, how old was he? He was 18. My mom was 15 when they met. That's extremely creepy to me.
And it's creepy to me too.
I tell him that, but we also don't have a good relationship. So it's not like, I want to talk to the people that, Che, can you tell us in the chat what's the age difference between your parents and when they met? Because that is the conversation I want to have. Because if we're doing this, then where do we begin to hold the people accountable? What is that retroactively?
Because I get what you're saying. Because at the same, because it's like, yo, people can judge all day. Like, how can you do this? How can you do that? But then if you go back in years, are you judging them too? Like, are you judging your parents?
I feel like
so many people wouldn't judge their parents and they'd just be like, yo, it was back in the day. Like, yo, Zeke, what's your age? What's the age difference on your parents? Like, when did they meet?
7 years.
And like, at what age?
My mom was 23. My dad was 30. No. My mom was 19. My dad was 26.
All right, 19, 26. All right, over 18. Cool.
Still weird.
Zeke is my man. You can hear me say this. He might not know if his dad met his mom when she was 17 or 16. Like, you just don't. There's a slim.
I know they met in club. My mom was not supposed to be at.
You see what I'm saying?
In the 21 club.
But in the 18 to 21, it's like I'm not mad at over 18, but there's a lot of, like you said.
You won't hear me talk bad about it if she's over 18.
Yeah, if she's over 18, I'm not
gonna talk. 19 year old mark, and you're like 26. You'll get a side eye at 3. I'll be like,
yeah, if you're 26, she's 19, it's like, what are you doing, bro?
But I can't call you a pedophile.
I can't
call you those names.
I could be like, damn, like, I could say something, but I can't. Nothing that I can say is going to really affect what you now, do.
And also, this gets even weirder because Timbaland says he was so in love with Aaliyah that he married his wife because she looked like Aaliyah.
That is. What top kind of, 10 creepiest things I've ever heard somebody say.
What kind of vagina, what kind of vagine was Aaliyah walking around with? That monkey, that fat cat had to be packing. The fat cat was packing the back of the Mac.
Packing the back of the back of the Mac. Now that's, oh man. Damn,
son,
Timbo. You making bread and fucking
industry
up.
In a chizzy.
She had him in shambles. Fucking Timbaland.
DMX.
DMX. Dame Dash.
Dame.
Jay-Z.
Allegedly.
You seen the pic. The pic was too comfy.
Allegedly. He said, do you remember cereal? You remember breakfast pot cereal? Yeah, I mean, that was our favorite.
Kels.
You know I mean? Who? He's a creep.
But you see what I'm saying? It's like a...
She had the industry.
And the thing is, like, it's like, yo, Dame talks wild shit. And it's like, yo, bro, you was looking at her. She was young, too, bro.
But she was legal.
Yeah, but you saw her before that.
Hey, you could say whatever.
You're right. But you said, how old is Dame?
Let's see right now. Because I'm not 1,000% sure. That's the
only reason. I'm just trying to say the comparison. I know
there's an age difference.
Yeah, there's definitely age, but it ain't. I mean, it might be a big age difference. In my mind, it's all creepy. It's all creepy.
So she was 21, and he was 29. Hey.
It was, but he had it. But it was before. But it was before that. She was before. It was before she was 21. He might have. He might have came out to the public. But it was before that.
I can't speculate.
You're right.
I can't speculate. I can only go off of what
they're saying. You're right. Okay.
She was 21, 29. I'm not a fan of age differences. Men older than women. I'm not a fan of that. So you won't. I'm not a fan of that. Mm-hmm. But if we're talking about two grown people,
it's none of your business. None of your business.
Can't say nothing.
I just find it weird and just a coincidence that every person, they'll say like, yeah, they started, it'll be like 21, 18. And it's like, yo, 21. Everything ain't on date. Like, y'all can't tell me that, but I get it. If we don't know, like, we don't know.
Where, I get what you're saying. Like, where is that finite starting date? Like, where
know? Nigga, like, yeah, when she was 21, I was with her, but what happened a little before that? Like, you just didn't know her? Like, she just popped up in your life, y'all was together at 21? Like, nah, niggas, especially in the industry, not just when it comes to this type of stuff.
You've seen people for a while.
Yeah, and also, it's like, when it comes to artists, you'll think an artist is 15, 17, and an artist really 24. You know what I mean? So there's time in between, but it's an industry thing. I get it. What I don't get is all this shit about Timbaland, and, you know, it's weird.
Okay. All right. Well, there's that. Moving on. Now, in movie news, talking about a sequel of which, let me ask you this. How many sequels are there that you've seen the sequel and not seen the initial movie? Like, you've seen the second one, you didn't see the first one.
Not a lot. I don't really like doing that. Because if I don't understand something, then I feel like it's my fault. Unless somebody's like, yo, you don't need to watch the first one. Because it starts off a whole new world. Terminator 1. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
But I'm not saying I remember Terminator 2.
You don't remember Terminator 2?
I mean, I probably do. But I also think they got mixed up in my mind. Like, I wasn't a big Terminator fan, so I wasn't even going to go there. That's...
I have seen every Terminator from Terminator 2 on, but I've never seen Terminator 1.
Okay, but you've seen this.
No,
you never saw Coming to America.
So I've never seen Coming.
What?
Oh shit!
The hell did you just do?
Almost dropped my phone.
So you've never seen Coming to America?
I've never seen Coming to America. Oh, never my God. To.
Everybody, go on Mouse's page and please put a black fist up. And don't put the 100%. You got to put 75% because he is now 75% black. He is not full black. He has never seen Coming to America.
I've never this seen Coming crazy. To America. I'm not. And I'm not in any rush to see it either.
You're not in a rush to see it, but you watched Coming to America 2. And did you enjoy it? You loved it.
Loved it.
You loved Coming to America 2. So you got to watch one.
I'm so mad that I like the movie so much because I catch myself about to argue with people on the internet over the movie.
Nah, you're crazy. All right, so look, let me break this down to you, Mouse. You're going to like one because you're going to respect how, Shay, I didn't expect you to see one or two. Which is so sad. Like, this is a real staple in the black community. Like, McDowell's. Like, you there's a lot of jokes.
I mean, culturally, I know.
No, but there's a lot of jokes that you got, but you didn't really get.
Yeah. Culturally, I know the references.
So for me watching
Randy Watson's.
So for me watching Coming to America, Coming to America 2, I liked it because there were so many references that I can go back to and it brought back that.
See,
mind you, that movie came out in the year we were born.
Yeah, 30 years ago.
Yeah, it came out in 89. So given that, yeah, I get it. But at the same time, it's like Coming to America 1 is just that. Like, it's that staple. It has everything with black comedy to great black acting. And then Coming to America 2 was more like everybody loved Coming to America, so they just wanted to be a part of it, which made it better because you got those faces that you're more used to.
I like what they did with Fowler. Jermaine Fowler, I liked him as the new lead. I liked how they told the story. And also, I think I had the privilege of not seeing the movie, so I was able to judge this movie on its own merit.
Facts. Yep.
But I enjoyed how they told the story of Jermaine Fowler becoming the prince and the daughter walking in becoming the queen. And it did. Oh, by the way, spoiler alert right here. So if y'all want to have to, you know, fast forward through this, we'll try and be quick. But yeah, we're about to spoil it. I enjoyed that was Eddie Murphy's real daughter as well. Like, I enjoyed
that. His real daughter?
Yeah, that was his real daughter.
Which one?
The one that became queen.
That's his real daughter?
That's his real daughter.
Are you sure?
1,000%.
I don't know if that's correct.
They did the article together.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he has mad kids. You're absolutely right.
He has OD.
He has mad kids. I did not know that, and that's fire. That's even more fire. I only know, of two of his daughters, but that's just because of where I live. So, right. But I heard he had mad kids. So that makes sense. And that's extra fire.
I enjoyed the shit out of that film, bro. And I enjoyed the way they reintroduced characters in a way that I wasn't confused as a person.
Yeah, they brought you back a little bit.
Like
they showed you
Barkin. I was like, oh, I've seen this scene on social media. So, okay, got it. And Wesley Snipes' character.
They let him
loved back. Loved Arsenio Hall and Tracy Morgan. Loved him.
Tracy Morgan is always fine because he doesn't play somebody that's not him. It's like him. Yeah. You know what was crazy?
I really enjoyed Leslie Jones.
Did you enjoy Roe Timmy? In this movie.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In a movie? Did you see him? Mm-hmm. did you see his one? Like, they called him up and said, you want to be in the background? Like, he didn't have one line.
He not one?
No.
Well, they used his house.
They used Rick Ross' house. I said Roe Timmy.
Oh, I thought you said Rick Ross. No, Roe Timmy didn't. No, he did have a line in the beginning.
What he said? I swear the camera just went to him and he was smiling in the background.
He had a line in the beginning because he was trying to holler at the daughter.
Okay, it makes sense. Maybe I got some water at that point in time. And I just missed it.
No. Speaking of Rick, that's why I said Rick Ross. The whole time I'm watching this movie.
Wasn't Ross in the movie for a second?
Twice.
He was. Yeah.
It's his house. Yeah. I was like, this is his house.
I'll say this also. They did a lot for being in the sit times that we were in. For COVID, they did. They had to do a lot. So
are
that's
we sure
why.
That they filmed this during COVID?
Yes, it was.
Not fully.
Not fully, but a lot. They couldn't go nowhere.
I know some of the scenes were shot during the time they were recording Bad Boys.
I mean, there's some, but you have to finish in COVID because, obviously.
Are you sure?
Yeah. This movie wasn't done 2 years ago, bro.
I feel like it might have been.
Nah.
Let's see.
Mm-mm.
Let's see. When was Coming to America filmed?
And Tiana was pregnant.
You do make a great point.
You know, little things I notice. little things. But all in all, I fucked with it. I think you guys should really watch. I wouldn't tell you to go watch one if it wasn't so fire.
Let me ask you this. Why do the people who hate the movie, why do they hate the movie?
What, Hate 2?
I mean, I have my thoughts on why, but I want to hear yours.
Why do people hate 1 or hate 2?
2.
Because it's not 1?
Mm.
1 is so fire. Like...
Is it? I'm going to watch it eventually.
Nah, if 1 is... one is especially fire. Because... 1 is fire because, it's of course, it's based in New York. So it's us. Even though it's Queens, it's still us. You feel me? Like, he's... The whole concept of him spinning the globe, like... I want to find my queen. Whatever I land on my finger, I'm going to go there. And he landed, and it was New York. And it was like, where in New York? Queens. We got to go to Queens. It's the land of the queens. And it's like, boom. And even the parts where it's like, 2 did such a good job, like for people like you who didn't see 1, of showing you clips of the old movie inserted into it.
They did a really good job of that, too.
And even, and some people don't even notice, there's some parts of, they do like the old school in the club that are new. It's not from the movie.
Yeah,
but some
that,
people,
yeah.
but for the person who, not saying you wouldn't, but other people that didn't see it might think it was parts of the old movie, but it's like, nah, they just did the, you know, they did it
CGI
right.
CGI effects, yeah.
So they, that, a lot of movies do horrible jobs when they do like a second one of showing you the first, just in case you didn't see it. But in this case, they made, most sequels don't come out 30 years later.
Right.
So that they had to give you more insight, which they did a beautiful job on.
Yeah, huge fans. We're going to tell you guys to go see it. Go see this. I mean, go see it. Go to Amazon Prime and see it. Like, y'all don't got even gotta get out the house. Go see it.
Just go see it.
Bet. I'm also letting y'all know now, I will be seeing Godzilla versus King Kong in a theater. Okay?
You can do, you know what? You can go see it at any theater you want. You can rent the shit out because this COVID relief bill just got passed and we getting bread.
No, when you rent it out, you don't get the movie.
No, you can get the movie.
Like, they give you, they don't, like you get to pick from like.
No, you can't, you can't get new releases. There's a thing, but it just depends on the theaters. I've done my research on this and it gives you a list. You can go old, what's in theaters now. It's different prices for different stuff.
I will be tapped in.
There we go.
I need to see that.
There we go. But yeah, you can go do anything you want. Rent out the whole movie with your COVID check about to come in.
Oh. How you like it, man?
Because y'all know. Well, I don't know about you, but since $1.9 trillion in COVID release bill has been passed, I know where the money will be residing in my bank account. And I definitely need it after this fucking weekend.
Let me hold something. It's our birthday. Let me hold something.
You know, my birthday too.
Yeah, I said hours. Let me hold something.
Yeah, I'm going to give you something. Just get
Are
right
we
back.
Exchanging gifts? We got to exchange gifts. We didn't exchange gifts last year.
I never exchange gifts. That's just never me. But yeah, I'm with it.
Let's do it.
I'm with it.
Y'all let me know what y'all I should get Ryan.
Yeah, y'all should
know what he should get me.
I don't know how we can do that privately without finding out, but.
DM us.
Okay. I'll take that. Yeah, what should I get Mouse? If you don't DM me, DM
you know
Shay.
What? You know what? No, when this comes out tomorrow. So let's say at 12:30, Shay, remind us, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, me and you are both going to post the on our stories the question and just ask, what should I get Mouse? And I'm going to say, what should I get Ryan?
But.
And then we'll pick from there.
And then whatever gifts we get, we put those together, add those prices up, and then that's what Mac has to get us. You feel me? Because he rich. All right. So we agree. Cool. But
moving on, COVID seems to be on its way the fuck, okay? Vax me, please. Yo, vaccines is out here. Stimmies is going out. Son,
Johnson and Johnson made a vaccine.
What did he say? Johnson. I know Johnson.
Yo, did you see the Plage joint? You see the Plage joint? Nigga, he up there like, beep. He was like, I'll tell you one thing. My mama told me that they got the vaccine. I said, Johnson got it. I trust it. He said, you see this powder right here? You be putting this Johnson & Johnson on forever. He said, if Juicy Juice came out with a vaccine, I'm taking that too. He said, I'm only doing things that I trust. He said, and Johnson & Johnson been in my family forever.
Listen, Congress has just passed a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. And that was passed today, Wednesday. And this is actually big because this is President Biden's first legislative win. If I'm not mistaken.
And then he upped Trump a little bit because he did 1,400 and Trump gave us 12.
Also, this is fun for all our little political heads. This was completely opposed by Republicans. No Republican voted in favor of this. And even one Democrat defected and voted against this. And this bill still got passed. So for those who care, for those who are loyal to a party, that is a win for y'all. Let's see. This plan includes unemployment aid, direct payments, tax credit expansions, vaccine distribution funds, and state and local government relief, among a range of other provisions. And Che, can you go up just a little bit? Because I can't see that last one. That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. All that. Yeah. Democrats say households need the relief to get through the coming months, while Republicans opposed it while contending it is too large for the moment.
Son, $1,400 ain't gonna save a soul. Like, what? Just give the money out,
Republicans,
man.
Republicans? Some like, of these Republicans is evil, son. Like, these are just evil white people.
But even the fact you say to get through the months, like, $1,400, where's that? What months is that getting you through when you have a family?
Yo, but the thing is, outside, it's coming back.
Shit is kind of open.
Outside is coming back.
I'm not going to say where I am right now, but...
You already said where you at.
I'm not going to repeat where I'm at. But it's open out here.
It's very open down there because I was there with you.
You were. And I stayed.
All right, let me tell you. Funny story. I went to the... I went to the gas station. So I had got out the Uber. And I had my mask on. And when I realized I had my mask on, I held my breath. Like, I literally held my breath.
I just stood there. I didn't have my mask on, so I held my breath.
I was like, before I found my mask. Oh, my God. The Atlanta air, it feels heavy. Atlanta, listen, at this point, I've been to Atlanta 3 times during this pandemic. And at this point, I really am starting to believe that Atlanta may be Wakanda. I don't get it.
It's a bubble over this, John.
Listen, the flagrancy in which they operate with, the impunity that they move with when it comes to raw dogging this air. Nigga, I went to the brunch. First of all, let me ask y'all this. Is Zeke near you?
Yeah, he here.
Ask Zeke for me. Matter of fact, give him the half. I want him to hear this from me.
Zeke, come here.
I need answers.
Yo.
Zeke, I need to know. Does Atlanta have weekdays?
No.
I didn't think so.
You make your own weekday. You can ask Ron. He's seen it. You make your own weekday.
I walked into the brunch spot. A beautiful... You know what? Shout out Black Business. I walked into breakfast at Barney's on Monday. It was 5 o'clock. There was a line to get in the spot.
Yeah.
You get in the spot, it was up. Yeah. The spot was up.
Every day of the week.
I need to understand, what days do Atlanta people work?
Everyone is an entrepreneur one.
Everybody.
Everyone's an entrepreneur
one. I don't like the way he said that.
And then outside of that, like, I mean, niggas be in the crib.
It's the South, bro.
Niggas be in the crib. It's still slow motion. It's just like niggas pick their days, they go out. Like, I go out on Wednesday nights.
What is your definition of slow motion? Because nothing will slow down.
I mean, you came there All-Star weekend, but... Ryan know where I live at. It's slow mo. I live in the city too. It's slow motion. If you choose it to be though, now if you want it to be like, you want it to be.
Chase said Linux is a walkthrough, not a mall. So you
I haven't been to Linux in like I haven't been to Linux since they started Nobody trying to put metal detectors in that bitch.
You can't go in there.
Yeah, nah.
I stayed across.
Atlanta is slow motion if you want it to be, but it's definitely very fast if you want it to be.
You can spend no money, and then you can spend a whole lot.
Yeah,
like
he didn't spend no money until Monday.
I wish I would have just stayed.
Thank you, Zeke.
I wish I stayed.
I didn't spend no money till Monday.
Dude. Yeah, I spent. Yeah, I had to drag somebody to this money shit. It couldn't just be me.
Actually, now that he said it, I didn't spend any money. I didn't spend any money till Monday.
I didn't spend no money until Monday. None. Like, I was.
I think Ubers. I might spend some. Yeah,
I was chilling. We had a driver. I was chilling. I was good. Like, until Monday. Then I spent rent twice. On a Monday.
Yeah. Oh no, no. Close friends. I seen. I was good. Good. Hmm? Good for you.
What is it? Hmm?
What? Hmm? What money is that?
Huh?
All right. Next. What's next? We got something else to talk
about. Listen, real fast before we get out of here. I have this one question. Just one. When did it be cool? When did it become okay? Like, when did Tory Lanez get back in everybody's good graces?
Is he necessarily in good graces, or just people are not paying it as much attention as I knew they wouldn't?
And them not paying it, we're talking about the, you know, the alleged the alleged act of violence against Megan Thee Stallion. In them not paying that attention, you're still paying him attention as if nothing was done wrong or if there's no question or anything. And I don't get that. I don't get it. Shade Room is just posting him with just willy nilly like it's all a laughing matter.
I guess. And like, I'm trying to make sense out of what's going on.
How do we to people, ask?
I feel like he's, in some people's minds, it's still he says, she says. And I think a lot of people who at first were like, fuck Tory, blah, blah, blah. Now there's like, okay, well, where's the judge saying this is this and this is that? I mean, I'm not here to say nobody's right or wrong because it's all, but stick to your side. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you jumped into this like, fuck Tory, blah, 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 then stay there. Stay at that side. Don't come back and just because it's not the headline on TMZ or Shade Room, that doesn't mean it's not important. It doesn't mean what happened is right. But if you
feel like... And I want all these platforms to remember this when y'all talk about protect black women, believe black women. I want y'all to remember this too.
Y'all only trust y'all protect them for 2 weeks.
Because how are black women going to feel safe if you post to her alleged shooter all on the same platform you post to her?
It's sad. Like I'm saying, bro. Like there's no conviction or nothing, but
I don't like this industry, bro. I tell people all the time, I hate this industry, bro. I hate it. All right. Well, y'all, I don't even think we have a segment name for that, but that was us in people business. Let's get into Good Shit Black Man. And more Good Shit Black Man. We don't even have a goddamn black man. I'm pretty sure a woman will tell us, but we don't have one. So we got Good Shit Black Man. Ryan, you want to take the first one?
Yeah, I could. I'm going to go with a shout out to Tyler Perry. Even though I didn't see the interview, he's providing security. Right?
For that's Meghan great. Markle and Prince Harry.
That's fire.
That's fire.
They better be black.
They left. They left.
You think they're going to give him some Muslims?
You think they're gonna flip?
You think
Prince Harry could become a 5%er?
What if all security bow tied up?
You think they got the Nation of Islam?
That would be the smartest move for me. If but Tyler Perry gets Prince Harry got a,
so you think just the niggas with the bow ties are just all on militant time?
Militant time with Harry. Tyler and Perry cannot take over security and give him white people. You can't do that.
What if Prince Harry do this and the niggas hit the turn like in the Malcolm X?
I'm telling you, Harry can turn a new leaf to the United Kingdom. He could really do it.
What if the security is just a bunch of men dressed up as Madea?
With big shotties in the drawers. You're sick.
Oh, what if all the security?
They all dressed like Mr. Brown.
What if all the security dressed like Mr. Brown? And they got the wig mic. So, like, they don't got earpieces, but they got the wig mic, like, during the play. So they'd be like, we're moving. We're moving. Instead of talking to the E.
Guys, Chris.
Yeah, shout out to Tyler Perry, man. I didn't watch the interview yet. I'm gonna watch it today. So I'm all caught up. But just knowing that, you know, when they were without that a black man, a black billionaire at that, Tyler Perry stepped up and filled that need, filled that void. So shout out to Tyler Perry.
Facts.
And more Good Shit Black Man. They call him Ho.
H to the O-V.
He just sold majority stake in Tidal. Okay? The streaming platform. Okay? The streaming platform y'all like to hate on. Okay?
Fact.
Yeah, that one. The one y'all said does the worst out of all three. That one. He cashed just sold him out. 300 M's.
And cashed everybody who was and originally on it.
Everybody out.
About 8 million.
The 16, 8.9 mil. What are we talking about?
Hov say it all the time, man.
He we talking about
fiction
and
we talking about facts.
He's turned 56 M's to 300 in 5 years.
What a man. What a man.
Is we talking about real shit? We talking about mine. Stop playing with him.
Nigga, people don't see Jay. They always see what he does at first, and they talk and they point fingers and they push buttons like, how could he do this? And da 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 da. And then there's always ulterior motives. It's like premeditated murder. He already knows what he's there for. But sometimes you gotta, you know, kiss hands, shake babies in a way where it's not kissing ass. It's just saying, all right, we here. And then you flip the script, pull the chair.
What he said? What did that nigga say? He said, I'm selling weed in the open, bringing folks home from the feds. I know my payback gonna be mean. I'm saving all my little bread. Pay for me, y'all. Pray for me, y'all.
Fact.
One day I'm gonna have to pay for these thoughts. It ain't safe for me, my dog.
He went off on
real
that.
Real niggas is extinct. Stop playing with hoes.
Stop. He's not one of them. He's not from.
He's not one of them. Stop playing with him. 56 M's to 300 M's in 5 years.
And what he did. And that ain't even done. He been doing
and
that.
And what did he say? But what did he say? He said that like 2 years ago. No, he said that. Yeah, he said 2 years ago on the What's Free. Tidal. Bought Tidal to bust it up with my G's. And then we see 2 years later. What did he do? Sold Tidal and busted it up with his G's.
There we go. Come on, man.
Y'all keep playing with Hov. He not one of them. He not y'all. Stop talking about things y'all don't understand. Stop talking about things y'all don't understand. You feel me? And on that note, we get the fuck out of here.
Bye.
Listen, y'all. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Guys Next Door Pod. Make sure that you... I don't know who Ryan is scoffing at. He is scoffing, though. Like, I don't know who he was scoffing at.
It's a lot. Zeke House is a lot going on in here, you know? It's like MTV.
But yeah, make
Cribs
sure you follow us. Make sure you listen to the podcast each and every Monday and Thursday. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and comment wherever you listen to podcasts. But if you listen on Apple, make sure you leave us a nice little comment. And make sure you leave a rating. How many? 5 stars. Why? Because we are children and we need the validation. So please validate us. YouTube, Guys Next Door Podcast. Patreon for you motherfucking Kimmy Gibblers and Hakeem Campbells. Understand something. Stop being that way. How can you stop being that way? You go to patreon.com/ Guys Next Door Podcast.
Yes, sir.
You
can
put some snaps on the Petro. Y'all get 2 episodes for the price of none. The least you could do.
Can I tell him something? Right, like, can I tell him a little? Can I tell him a little secret? Just a little secret.
Tell these niggas something.
We got a show coming up.
Woo!
That's all I can say.
I don't think they heard you.
We got a show coming up. That's it though. And it's for everybody. It's for everybody. Don't trip. Got something special on the line. And it's our birthdays coming up, so you know what that means. It's our day. It's our time. So why not? When we always give back to y'all when it's our day. So. Just keep that in your calendars. You guys will know a little bit more about that soon. But just know, big things coming from the Guys Next Door.
We'll see y'all ass on Monday. Oh, speaking of Mondays, fuck you and Shay. Y'all talking shit about me. I heard y'all
talking about shit. End this shit, Shay. Cut him off. Cut his ass off right now. We don't want to hear nothing. Cut him off.
Fuck him.
Cut him.
Guys Next Door.
Hey,
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.